Okay. Let me jump over here to my opening monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground in North Alabama, is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Y'all, they're so good at what they do. And Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week, and they will see all ages, and they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Well, listen, it is Good Friday, and I saw a sign on a little local church yesterday. It was pretty simple. It just said, a lot can happen in 3 days. Yeah. Well, here on this Good Friday, I can tell you that's true. God changed the whole course of history in just 3 days. Now, I don't know where each one of you stands in your personal faith journey. You can certainly choose for yourself who you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And some years ago, as a very troubled teenager, I made a decision. I realized that Jesus was not fake, he was not a legend, that even plain old history books can tell us that he actually did live and breathe, so that means I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision about whether Jesus was real. So at that point, I had to decide, okay, if he was real, then either he was a liar, or he was a lunatic, or he was who he said he was. I chose to believe that he was who he said he was, and my life's been different ever since. Well, here today in this Easter season, I find myself reflecting on how many ways and means that God has chosen to intervene in my own personal circumstances. He does that. He still does that. The same God of miracles from thousands of years ago is still very much the God who does miracles in the present. He's not obtrusive. He's not invasive. He's a gentleman. But he is also the ultimate rescuer who is not constrained by time or circumstances or the level of maturity of his loved ones. He just sees what needs to be done, and he shows up large. Charlene reminded me of a passage in Scripture recently. It's an epic passage found in 1 Samuel chapter 30. It describes a time when King David was still in exile. He and 600 of his warriors returned from battle to find out that while they were gone, the Amalekites had raided their village. Everything was destroyed. All their possessions were gone, and most importantly, their wives and children had been taken captive. The passage goes on to say that David and his men wept until they were exhausted, at which point some of his men began to turn on David himself. And the key to the whole section, though, came in verse 6, saying that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Encouraged himself in the Lord. What is that? As my awesome wife described it, the verse simply means that David took the time to pause and remember how many times God had already showed up in his life. He found strength in knowing that the God who had been with him so many times before would be with him again. It amounts to the Old Testament version of the passage from Philippians 4, where Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And yeah, in that passage, by the way, they did go and reclaim all the things they had lost. Well, too often we face life as if each trial or moment stands on its own. The reality, though, is the same God who showed up once can and will show up time and time again. He's proven that so many times in my own life that I should never have to encourage myself in the Lord again. It should just be my norm. But I'll be honest with you, like any other person, I'm fallible. I suppose that even David, a man after God's own heart, had to pause and recount the manners and means by which God had showed up in his past so he could conquer his present. I'm no different. Every once in a while, though, I stop and think. I can remember, too, clearly the very first time that I ever experienced the sense that the Almighty had just intervened in my life. In 1976, I was an 11-year-old knothead kid. I was a moderate student in most respects, but my ability to read and recite was pretty solid, and somehow or another, I won the part of being the moderator in the big bicentennial play at Chaffee Elementary in Huntsville. This was not just any play, mind you. Our school was selected by the school system to be the focal point for celebrating the 200th anniversary of the nation in Huntsville, and of all things, this was to be a community event, and then televised to boot. And the kid who was trusted to stand on stage for a full hour and narrate every scene on cue without the benefit of notes was yours truly. But like I said, I was a knothead, living in the days before computers and copiers, and I lost my script. And then I lost my second script. And after I lost my script twice, my teacher gave me hers, and she admonished me, saying it was the only copy left. And then I lost that one too. Y'all, I don't remember practicing, ever. I don't remember reciting my lines at home. But I do remember the night before the big event, laying in bed, having a full-on panic attack as an 11-year-old knothead because I had no idea where my script was. I had no idea what to say or how I was going to explain to the whole school that I had the biggest part in the production that was going to be on live TV in front of a live audience. And I did not know my lines. And I had lost three scripts. And I remember lying in bed praying like only a panicked 11-year-old can, complete with tears. The whole school would be staring at me. The television cameras would be rolling. My parents were divorced, but my dad was going to take off work to be there. It felt like the whole world was expectantly waiting for words that I did not know. And as I lay there feeling like a failure, all of a sudden I calmed down, which made no sense. And then I remembered my lines. I remembered all of them. And then I remembered everybody else's lines. I could see the script in my mind's eye. And we performed that play for 4 straight days, including live TV. I wound up being the only one who could remember all of his lines. I had to help other people with their lines. You see, God had showed up. Even as a knothead kid, I knew that. Well, that may sound small, but to an 11-year-old, it was huge. And that's the point. I'm telling you this because that particular story shows us that when God shows up, he shows up where we are when we are. He doesn't wait until you reach some kind of level of maturity. He also doesn't wait until it's gone into a 4-alarm, fire. He knows that our biggest moment at that time is our biggest moment at that time, and he builds us up from there. I can tell you about other times. I can tell you about subsequent years when, as a young couple, Charlene and I were in full-time ministry, had no means left to pay our bills, and we encouraged ourselves in the Lord, and God showed up. I can describe in vivid detail coming to the end of my physical and mental rope during the swamp phase of Army Ranger School. Nothing left. Nothing but to encourage myself in the Lord. And God showed up, and I became a Ranger. Charlene and I found ourselves once in the position of having a job in one state and a house that we couldn't sell in the other. It came to the point of questioning whether or not we would lose everything we had. And we encouraged ourselves in the Lord, and he sure did show up. I remember being in Baghdad once, during the height of the Shia uprising. I know there were prayers up every day and there was a constant sense of walking in his strength, but on one particular day, we were out on mission, and for some reason, reasons we couldn't explain until later, we changed our route. I don't know why we changed our route. And right as we changed our route, the car bomb went off. 12 people died in a VBIED attack that struck on the right side of my immediate convoy in the very spot we were supposed to have been in. And on that day, with hindsight and emotion and relief, we realized God had showed up. Time and time again in my life, I have felt the intervention of the God of the angel armies. The same God, who also sometimes speaks in a still small voice, the same God that in a myriad of ways and more stories than I can relate, has just showed up in my life time and time again. Now, some of you might take this recounting of what I know to be miracles as a sensationalizing of random events. They can choose for themselves whether to discount those experiences and the countless others of so many others who have encouraged themselves in the Lord throughout time. But I believe, I know for a fact. And like Peter said in Acts chapter 4, I cannot stop speaking what I've seen and heard. So here on this Good Friday, let me offer this word. Do not for a moment discount your own cares and concerns as being too small or too common. God shows up in the life of a crying 11-year-old knothead as surely as he can show up in a war zone for a leader of men. You encourage yourself in the Lord. You watch what happens when God shows up. And may the Lord God bless you on this Easter weekend. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. It's real, man. I'm telling you right now, as an 11-year-old kid, I felt the absolute presence of God. I knew it was a miracle. I knew he showed up. And I've seen it time and time again, and yet I still have to remind myself, stop, think about what's going on, and encourage yourself in the Lord. God will show up, and it's not just for me. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.